I'm eating a Clif Bar. Still eating the Clif Bar.
Getting tough again, looking for a cure, some kind of medicine, like a way to fix it, but they found that really nothing can.
Cause my mind is a dangerous vine to find yourself intertwined with or aligned with, kinda fine, but the man is kinda twisted. Is it my fault or is it salt up in the womb that's been there since the womb? The world is my time gaze. I feel prime rage rise from the rib cage when I'm feeling jealousies, a hella breeze to bring
it. Talking about that Amazon thing,
yeah. All alone, you get the perfect view.
Oh.
The back of my neck when I lose my love for you. I hover over lovers like a poltergeist. I will haunt your life and make you feel again. I feel the feelings of a bad man.
You know, it's another Android based device. Like, I don't, you know, if this one's more powerful, then that'd be potentially interesting. So they could get, you know, just the performance on those games that the Ouya can't. But fuck, man, who cares? All these Android consoles are just so fucking dumb. Just have not gotten widespread developer support. Like, you know, Amazon's a bigger name that can afford to do some shit to get bigger companies on the platform. But as someone who already owns a lot of game platforms, getting a game platform that's clearly designed with, like, games as an afterthought for people that don't already own a games device, whatever.
Walk away from a fortress to get you to. The only thing out and stand. Put a calm in my life with a vow you can. A grown man with a stone in his hand is not built for a glass-hearted, delicate land.
That's pretty telling about the state of Android development by traditional publishers, that there was no, like, partner there on stage with them also. Like, you know, Disney, EA, yeah, they're making stuff, they're making stuff. Like, all right. Where are they? Unless I missed some part of the recap or something where they cared more about games, but I think it just seems like a better Apple TV type thing, you know? That if you care about the Amazon ecosystem or don't have not chosen a movie and music store yet, then they can get you there. Like, it'll probably be pretty good, as long as the specs are there for the menus to be responsive and snappy and feel good and all that stuff. But for real though, like, what game are you gonna play on that thing? Better there than it would be somewhere else, or, you know, a style of game that is completely unavailable somewhere else. Like, what's the unique hook for games on that thing other than, I mean, I guess we could do it, you know? Like, everyone makes fun of Microsoft for putting TV first and all that other stuff, and, you know, and all that, but even they seem to get games right compared to, you know, like the Roku or something, where they're like, I don't know, it comes with Angry Birds and there's an app store and no one cares, you know? The way that indie developers have spread across the console platforms, like, the unique, you know, the unique proposition of, hey, indie developers, it's easier for you to get your game on the Ouya or one of these other Android boxes. Like, no, it's actually a lot cooler and easier to go get your games on PS4 or, you know, Xbox One. Maybe not easier, but
bitches, it's a boon of champagne. We're celebrated, we see it another day. Life good, never wanna end. Since me and Mary Jane got a really nice friendship, yeah, they give me money, but I gotta go and
traffic circle.
Gotta pay the bills now, so I gotta chill out. I ain't walk around like I'm flirting with a meal now. Feel like the kid working at the mill now. Used to just chill and smoke joints up at Bill's house. Now I got a schedule, things I gotta do. Doing interviews here on YouTube. I say it feels just like a dream. About to wake up from a nap. How fucked up was that like? Yeah.
Tree work ahead. I don't know that I've seen this sign, I must have, but the sign, like a road sign that says that.
Funny, I was like, wonder where Jeff is, and then I was like, I can find out exactly where Jeff is, which made me able to completely predict when to walk out the door. It's the new
and
world.
You were right there, like that was, there's some real accuracy there.
Yeah. Good morning, chat.
It's like geofencing, but somehow both higher and lower techs.
Remember the geocache phenomenon?
Yeah.
You know, like, about that whole deal, like, where people will buy the little coins, like, how that whole industry worked?
No, I mean, I don't really know how it works. Like, I know people were hiding shit and then just giving coordinates.
Right.
And then people were running around the woods with GPS shit.
Yeah, so kind of like the early days of GPS. I want to say even before, like, a Google Maps era.
Yeah.
People would have those, you know, like, hey, I'm going out in the wilderness style GPS things.
Yeah.
And there's a company, and I think they have trademarked the name Geocache. And, yeah, it was basically that. People would go hide shit out in the woods or out in weird parks or something.
Yeah.
Kind of say, oh, here's where it is. And it gave you something to do with your GPS device. But the way that the company made money is that they would sell, like, these little badges.
Mm.
Like these little tin coin things. And then that's what people would leave. And so it was about, like, weirdly collecting
weird
those.
Currency.
Isn't that
or
strange?
Something. Yeah.
Blew my mind.
I always thought of it as you would put something of, like, some kind of historical significance there or something. Like not quite a time capsule, but a little closer to something like that. Where you'd be like, here's this 1978 issue Playboy and a picture of Macho Man Randy Savage that I buried in a box.
Now that would be,
yeah,
that's what we do. That would be Neo Cash.
Yeah, all right.
I think one day we should stop in this place and just walk in and look at one of these houses.
Yes, we're interested in buying a home.
Yeah, we're, you know.
Just leave it at that. Yeah, we're, you
yeah. know. We're heterosexual life mates.
We had our hearts set on a tech barn, but we wanted to make sure we were looking around at everything. Do you have anything weird hooked up to your TV? Any, like, hey, this is a streaming box, or...
I used to have a Boxy for a while.
Yeah.
It served its purpose for a short time. I used it almost as a kind of like a quasi NAS.
Yeah.
Which is really what the Boxy was for. You know, it's like, hey, why don't you plug in a bunch of USB you know, hard drives into this thing, and then you can access everything, you know, anywhere in your house.
Right.
It was okay. But at a certain point, all the Netflix and all that kind of stuff just started getting better.
You just didn't need your own media anymore, so...
Well, I still need my media, and I've got that all connected to the NAS, but it's just... That was a better solution than, like, a slow USB,
thing. Right. Yeah, I still have all my stuff, all my videos, music, and stuff on my main PC, and then... I have an XBMC install hooked up to my TV.
Yeah, you connect to it through all that.
Yeah. So it's just like a Samba Share or something like that that connects up.
I always had trouble, like, using that kind of stuff in between Macs and wireless environments.
Yeah.
So I just got tired. I just bought one of those Synology drives, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
I guess you were following the Amazon
thing. Yeah.
Like, so what's the scoop?
It's an Android box. You know, it's like $100. I caught the tail end of their thing, so it was, you know,
convince people to buy an extra box to plug into their television.
Yeah, and their game stuff just seems like so afterthought style, like. For as much time as they, you know, spent building Amazon Game Studios and going out and buying the Killer Instinct developers and stuff, like, you know, I know they were talking to developers around GDC and stuff, but as it's one of those things, like, I guess they came out and said, like, EA's in, Disney's in, like, there's some, you know, hot proper game publishers that are going to put games on that platform, but... Like, are they just going to port what they're already doing for Android and just go like, all right, now it works with a controller, I guess. Yeah, like, it's still not a great game, but here you go.
Here's real racing.
Right.
You know, have fun. Yeah, all that Android stuff kind of, I mean, I'm sure eventually it'll get there, but without, like, the proper hardware, it just seems kind of like a race to the bottom.
Yep. Yeah, like, stuff on the Ouya, you know, there were games where you'd look at the screenshots and go like, oh, that looks like a, you know, Gears of War-style shooter.
Yeah.
You know, I should definitely try it. And you get it, it's like, oh, the frame rate's garbage, and all of it runs erratically and totally terrible, and they've pumped it full of free-to-play trash, and, you know, it's...
I think none of that stuff will work very well, because I would say in about 5 years, you know, the processors in your actual phone will get high enough that it'll be comparable to whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then you just fucking wirelessly connect to your television, and that's your streaming box.
Yeah, it seems like something that they'll eventually get there with that stuff, but I'm not opposed to the idea of a device like that. Like, I have a need for that when it comes to music and movies and stuff, but... Yeah... It's, you know, when they get out there and say, hey, we've got games, and then it's just like, here's another version of Minecraft.
Yeah.
Like, okay, great.
We brought all the big games.
Yeah.
Like Minecraft.
Yeah. it's not a knock against Minecraft, but at some point you're like, all right, there's already an Android version of Minecraft out there, so yeah, of course. Like, what?
It's also a game that doesn't really push any limits.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you're right, but at the same time, there are reduced versions of Minecraft. Like, the Xbox 360 version of Minecraft is set in a way smaller environment because then, you know, just the memory footprint on Earth, you know, the memory they have to work with is not the same as it is on PC and all that shit, but yeah. Like, is anyone really getting excited about that? And especially for them to announce this, like, not that long after, you know, Ouya has basically had to totally change their stuff around and go, like, we'll run on any Android device, I guess. Not just our hardware. And then the Mad Catz game stick or whatever else. There's, like, two other Android kind of game devices that no one has ever talked about, ever. We are now officially the first humans to speak about it. I guess I just in some way hope for more that they would, you know, when they were out there buying developers and doing stuff, that they would actually try to change it up and do something different, but yeah, I guess their primary stuff is all still music and movies and all that shit.
Somebody bought a big swath of land in Marin.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's in that Strawberry Hill area.
Oh, okay. All the way down there, yeah.
I think somebody bought Strawberry Hill.
Huh.
Which is unincorporated.
Yeah, it's one of those weird map things where there are gas stations along the freeway through there that come up as like Strawberry, California. It's like, that's not a place. What are you talking about? Was it like, do you know what they're doing with it or who it is? Or is it just like
making apartments and housing complex and I guess a school or something?
All this stuff's kind of close to, like, Tiburon.
Yeah.
Like, I would imagine it'd be pretty expensive.
Yeah, I think the other side of it, too, is water.
Yeah.
So it's probably pretty prime land. I mean, not much, but yeah, I've been there a dozen times.
Yeah. One of the movie theaters I used to deliver movies to was in Tiburon, so yeah. It's kind of always
that draft house one.
Yeah, I guess it is that now. Yeah.
Yeah, Tiburon's basically just the place for the ultra rich.
Yep. Yeah, I knew someone who, his family owned a grocery store there. Dated the girl that ran the movie theater there for a while, so it's just like, in and around Tiburon a bunch. It's like, I feel completely out of fucking place.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like your kind of hood.
Yeah.
I always wonder how people get to work from there, because you basically have to drive north,
right,
go across a bridge.
Yep.
Now there's
a
ferry.
Yeah, all the way out and around. Yeah, you can take the ferry. Yeah.
But I wonder how many of them take the ferry. And there are certainly a lot of houses that are on the water there. And
yeah.
I wonder if those people just actually have personal boats that they take.
They just boat out of there.
Be a nice little dream.
Yeah.
Get yourself a cigarette boat.
Yeah. Burn it over to San Francisco in the morning.
Just get like a driver.
Just run an Uber boat service.
Yeah.
Pick up people over there, ferry them across one at a time.
Tuber.
There you go.
You just tube.
Yeah.
You sit in the back on a tube.
Yeah, it's a hovercraft with a rope and an inner tube. It's like, all right, hold on to the rope.
I would want to do it like Miami Vice style.
Yep. Standing up, the controls of a boat,
yeah,
white suit.
On your way to Cuba.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Did you see the Miami Vice movie?
Yeah.
It's kind of become one of my guilty pleasures in the last couple years.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The plot in it is all over the place.
I can't remember anything
yeah.
specific about it other than it was highly stylized.
Yeah, because it's Michael Mann. You know, the fun bit was he actually made Miami Vice back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it's like him returning.
Yeah.
Which is super weird.
Right.
And it's kind of neat to see somebody... Because, you know, everybody ruins old shit. So it was kind of fun to see a guy who basically was like, yeah, none of this matters.
Right.
Like, he's the same way.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't really matter. Maybe we'll keep their names. Really what I want is just neon and bumping music. I want some Gloria Estefan going on.
Yeah. I should watch that again. It's been a pretty long time. I may not have seen that since it was in theaters.
It's got good sniper scenes.
Mm. It might be kind of long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Michael Mann.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, we want to do, like, a firefight that lasts, like, you know, 30 minutes.
Yep.
Meanwhile, let's, you know, take another hour to just... go down to Cuba so we can have a shower scene.
Yeah. That whole bit. Like, that whole, like, he just gets on the boat and goes to Cuba and there's this whole love scene thing and then it's just, all right, now back to the fucking action.
Yeah, it's basically like the Top Gun volleyball slash can I take a shower at your place scene, but extended.
Yeah. Cars with Michael Pachter. He was trying to.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this Panamera, I got one for my wife. For one. He's like, this is it's a fucking amazing car. Like, you need to get this car. I'm just like, no. I had a friend in high school that his whole family drove Porsches. They weren't like super well to do or anything. It was just they lived around the corner, just, you know, suburban home. But they all had different Porsches.
So they just had, like, older ones that they fixed up and knew how to take care
of? Some of that stuff, yeah. And they seem like okay cars, but they were, you know, they're still really small and all that. It just wasn't. It was really fun to, like, drive around with him in his Porsche, because he had 18-inch woofers in it, which was fucking ridiculous. So, you know, we would drive around in that thing and set off car alarms. Then he ended up getting a mini truck, because it was just more conducive to bass. And, I had my Nova that was all fixed up and built. They're alright cars, I don't know. Just not really something I was ever that interested in. Like, German cars in general, I don't know. Like, BMWs don't really do it for me.
BMWs definitely don't do it for me. I like the look of old Benzes.
Yeah.
Like, 60s, 70s Benz.
Yeah.
I've got that 80s one, which is like, I'm okay with it. It's more of that just, I remember my dad driving it, so I wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being able to sit in the bench seat in the back, which there's no way that you could, anybody could ever sit back there. But I really prefer the look of, like, the kind of more, I want to say boxier, but curvier, like, 70s, 60s Porsche.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I don't know, you know, like, growing up around auto repair and mechanics and stuff like that, it was, you know, like, a very, very much an American muscle environment.
Yeah.
For sure. Just a lot of Mopar. And, at one point, my dad got a 69 Impala. Red, had a 454 in it. Just a beautiful, fucking gigantic car. And I was always into kind of the smaller stuff, like the, like a Nova. Like, sort of into Mustangs, but they were just kind of everywhere, so it was sort of a little less interesting. Challenger's real cool. Put a six pack on it. All that shit. I don't know. That was way more interesting to me until kind of seeing the value in, like, kind of the smaller Japanese cars and, like, the tuner aspects of that stuff. Just looked like a lot of fun. Which is what almost led to me buying a 370Z instead of this car. But that would have been pretty stupid.
Yeah, I don't need another hobby.
Yeah. Also, yeah, like, I've, you know, I'm not necessarily equipped to do that work or to get deep enough into it myself. So it would just be one of those things where I'd get the car and just be like, I'm going to pay my parents to do this stuff to this car. Like, that's not that interesting. So.
I'm surprised you didn't pick up a lot more of that stuff. Was it more just they didn't want you to learn it?
Yep. Yeah. That's, my dad has said that he kind of
you were
kept,
like,
me from knowing.
Yeah.
Kept me from getting into that line of work.
You were like the immigrant Chinese son
who
never got to learn Mandarin.
Right.
Come close to the bridge.
Yeah. Getting there, maybe another 10 minutes, maybe.
Heading near the town of Strawberry.
Yeah. Yeah. The non-town of Strawberry. But there's a lot of fun stuff, like, growing up around, you know, around the tire shop and stuff like that, you know. So it was, they always kind of kept it light back then, so it's just fun, dumb hijinks. And there's a dunk, like a big old metal tank full of water out back that they would, you know, air up tires and dunk them in to figure out where the holes were, where the leaks were and stuff. And so, you know, it just seemed like, you know, once a month, one of the guys was getting thrown in the dunk tank at the end of the day, dumb shit like that.
But that was super clean water.
Oh, it was just fucking disgusting. Yeah. But, like, you know, like, you spend all day working on cars and handling tires. Like, you know, these guys are just filthy at the end of the day. Like, you know, it's, the water was probably the least of their problems. But yeah, like I can, you know, I learned how to change tires on the machine, and I learned how to balance tires and wheels, and you know, I can use the lug wrench to take a tire off, put it back on, stuff like, you know, easy, dumb shit like that. But mostly my task around there was sorting wheel weights. Lead weights came in different quarter-ounce sizes, and a lot of times they would get used tires in that had perfectly good weights on them, and they just take them off and throw them in a bucket. So
what are the weights? What do they do?
They balance the... You have to balance the tire, basically. So, you know, with rims and stuff like that, you can't really do it on the outside of it, because there's no... Because it's unsightly and all that other stuff, I guess. But you would put... You would basically... bolt the tire to a machine that spun the tire really fast, and then it would say, all right, here it's wobbling a little bit because it's out of balance. You need to put this much weight on this spot. Like it knew, okay, here's where you turn the tire to this point, and it'll make a little beeping noise, and then just hammer a weight onto the lip of the rim, or lip of the wheel on the back side or the front side or whatever. And some people wouldn't want weights showing on the outer side, so you can only, you know, it's only so far you can go with balancing it that way. But the machine would, I think, have a setting for, all right, we're only going to do rear side weights on some of the rims and stuff. Like, you know, there were sticky weights that you would peel and put on there. So basically what I'm saying is, as a child, I handled a whole lot of lead.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That was my first paint job.
Worked at a t-shirt factory. My brother worked at. At the ripe age of 15 or something.
Yeah.
I was smart enough to ask my brother, why are you working at a t-shirt factory? That was a shit job.
Like, what did you even do? Did you just fold shirts?
So it was basically just a factory, you know, that they do screen press stuff.
Yeah.
And you'll actually appreciate this. They need those. They wouldn't get, like, an NFL or a... or an MLB license.
Yeah.
They would get... the NHLPA or MLBPA. So they would just make these shirts. Remember the shirts from like the 90s that were just like big heads?
Yeah, yeah.
And like
yeah.
little bodies, and it was like it would just show the team.
Yeah.
And then it would say like Miami.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And it'd be the colors and stuff.
Yeah, but it
but none of
say,
the logos
yeah.
were there. So that's what they made. And then we'd have to. Yeah, you know, the way that worked is there were these big screen things, which was basically just like a big swivel. So, like, each screen had the different color on it.
Right.
The screen would go down, somebody would run the color back and forth on it, then you'd put the next one down, run the color back and forth, and then it would go on the equivalent of, like, a giant Quiznos oven.
Okay,
so it had, like, a, you know, it had a big track on it, they'd put it in at one end. And then I'd sit on the other side and grab these hot, fucking hot as hell shirts. And then I'd stack them in stacks of five or whatever so that they could be counted. And then kind of do a quasi-fold and then put them in bins. And then we knew that the bins had this many and we just moved them over. crab job.
Yeah.
And I did it in the summer. And the factory was fucking hot because it had the heaters in it. This is like Maryland, so it's just super humid. Mm-hmm. Listen to the same five albums over and over.
Yeah, I kind of had my own little corner where I would sort the weights and stuff. And I'd kind of just be back there with a Walkman just listening to whatever. So just like listening to a lot of Ice-T. Whatever else I can get my hands on.
I remember, the guys that worked in there were like super shape ball guys. And I just remember the fun shit that would happen where it'd be like, oh, today's payday. You know, what are you going to do with your money? And the one guy being like, well, you know, I haven't decided. I'm either going to get me a dog or you're going to get me some teeth. And I never forget that line. It's like, wow.
Decisions.
All right. Time for some questions.
Yeah.
I always had a female handball match between Norway and France once. Do I exist?
No.
That's pretty, well, were you guys talking about handball recently, or is this random?
Yeah, they put out a game on Steam, and it's, like, called, like, IHF Handball Challenge 14 or something, and it's, I don't know
so what... So, like, against the wall handball?
No, like, it looks like basketball and soccer combined. Like, people kind of dribbling a ball and trying to throw it into a net or something. I don't... It just doesn't seem like a sport. It doesn't seem like something that actually exists.
Are you going to be on the Cards Against Humanity or PAX panel?
I don't. No, I'm not.
Is there any news about the Giant Bomb themed Cards Against Humanity expansion?
No, me and Max were talking about it. When he was out here for GDC, we were talking about a little bit about, not about that, but we were talking about something. I'll say I don't think you will ever see a Cards Against Humanity package that says Giant Bomb anywhere on it. How about that?
For the legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is Bridge Questions getting webhook? When I have time to make a theme. Right now I'm doing... Starting to get in my crazy mode. We've got about, I want to say, like 40 people in there right now. But mostly they're just testing the shit out of stuff. So the GB Sports Club is one of my favorite features. The fact that you guys aren't really into sports is one of the best parts. That being said, which sports do you genuinely find the most fun to play, make fun of?
To play, probably... I mean, of just like the traditional team sports and stuff, probably hockey.
You played hockey?
No, I mean video game hockey. I like to sort of follow baseball.
Yeah.
Like, not super closely, but... But video game hockey, I think, is the best video game sport.
I think video game hockey, too, is the most accessible.
Yep, that's why. That's
video game baseball, like, I've tried to get into it a couple years, and it's just like, I don't need this much fucking simulation. Yeah. I just want to swing A, you know?
Well, they're putting out that RBI baseball for 360 and PS3 on the 10th or something, so maybe that'll be all right. But I have my doubts. I don't know. But I mean, like, you know, in terms of like actual, if we just open it up to actual just full-on sports, then it's like probably UFC or something like that. I think they've made the UFC games were really good. EA's MMA game that was really good. And I hope that the UFC game that EA is making turns out well.
We have a transmission here that says incoming package from Melbourne, Australia, continents. HD DVD, Snoop Dogg, Alien Trilogy, Seventh Guest, Midway Interviews from the 1990s, etc., etc., etc. Look for it in 1 to 2 weeks.
All right.
Midway Interviews.
Midway
the
Interviews from the 90s.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And then it says transmission ends.
All right. There's a super weird interview of me by Midway that they fucking put into some investor bullshit. They're just like, hey, we're coming on the camera crew, you know, like, just thought we'd, you know, it was like, shouldn't have done it, should have said no fucking way, but it was not long after I'd started doing this, and I was like, I guess, I don't know. And they came out and interviewed me about what I thought about Midway's upcoming lineup and then cherry-picked quotes out of it and sent it to investors. I was like, fuck you, scumbags.
An extinction event has occurred. You have the opportunity to send one video game into space for another race for the resurgence of humanity to see. What game do you choose? I pick Civ.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. Like, this will give you the basics.
Yeah.
Like, here we were, this is what Genghis Khan was.
Yeah. So I would have picked Tetris. Tetris would have been my pick, because I feel like that's the video game equivalent of, like, the Arecibo message or something, where it's just, here's some fucking thing you can look at and go, there's some kind of math here. Mm-hmm. There was some sort of intelligence.
Yeah. They'd probably be really confused for a minute, and then they'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, and then get really super into it. Have you heard the song Selfie? And why is it the worst fucking thing ever?
I have. And,
I've not. Tell me about Selfie.
It's a like a shitty generic dance track that then they've gone and got some girl to, like, just say, like, hang on, let me take a selfie over and over again over it. Mm. And, you know, they're kind of meaning it ironically. There was that song years and years ago called DJ Horror. It's basically that. Except in that one, it was, you know, generic dance track, and then the girl saying, like, I'm with the DJ, over and over again. You need to let me in, I'm with the DJ.
Easy does it.
So, it's just another one of those. I think they mean it ironically. I don't know, there was an interview with the guys that made it. That I've heard on one of these stations not too long ago, and you know, they're just like 23 and whatever. They're just fucking living, having fun, so hard to take it too seriously, hard to get too bent out of shape about any of that stuff.
Oh, I messed up. About Will and Norm buying a Bitcoin?
Yeah, didn't they buy one in Vegas or in South by Southwest or something? Yeah. What? And then they got ripped off or something, didn't they?
So there was an ATM. There's a Bitcoin ATM there. Yeah. So they were like, "Oh, okay, you can buy." You know, the whole deal was they wanted to cash in a Bitcoin and get money from it. But you had to buy the Bitcoin there, and that the way you did it was you could only buy in full Bitcoins. So they had to buy a single Bitcoin, which was like $600, right?
Yeah.
Which they had to feed $20 into.
What?
To get. So they do this whole thing. They get the printout that says, hey, you own a Bitcoin. You know, they're like, hey, we finally got it. Isn't this great? Then they put it back in, and they're like, let's get our money back.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't work. You need to be, like, verified and all this type of shit.
Oh.
So it went through this whole big deal for...
Yeah.
So Norm is keeping... He's buying out Will's share so that he can keep, you know, the single Bitcoin and speculate.
Seems like it crashed pretty hard. Drew was saying it was the lowest price it was since, like, last November or something, earlier this week.
You know, it always, there's, like, this revolving cycle of it going down and bad things happening, good things happening. The big things in the tech industry that happened this past week were both Stripe's a payment gateway, kind of like we used to use Braintree.
Yeah.
So Stripe's kind of like the new Braintree. And also Square this week both said that they will now start accepting Bitcoin as part of their, you know, systems.
Yeah.
Which is big, you know, good news. But at the same time, I think what's really happening is, look, there's legitimacy. People actually need this kind of thing. But the problem is that the people that are running the equivalent of the Bitcoin banks are not running them like a bank would be. Like, there's a reason your bank has fucking shitty-ass software from, you know, 1990s on.
Yeah.
And it's because they are so goddamn fucking strict with their code on security concerns. And all these ones that are coming up run to all these security things. It's, you know, it's a problem.
I guess, like, the IRS is now saying, like, that that's all taxable or...
They've said it's taxable as property.
Yeah.
So it's not a currency. They're saying it's property that, you know, that you own, which would basically put it under a cap gains tax rate.
Sure, at that point, it's way less attractive to some people.
Actually, it's better if, like, you were paid your income in Bitcoin versus dollars. If it's not as an income and as taxable at capital gains, like, if you could legitimately get paid that way,
right,
then, and it was stable, then it would be awesome for you because you'd suddenly be paying, you know, half your tax rate.
Right.
So how old are we that we know tax stuff even minorly?
I don't know. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm kind of like...
You still keeping up?
Kind of fucking it up here. I've not started on any tax stuff this year yet, so... And I'm gone all next week, so I kind of have to make a few things happen in short order over the next few days.
Well, remember, you can just send an email to them real quick and say, file me an extension. They'll do that, and then you've got till October.
Yeah, but when you file an extension, you're supposed to pay an estimate of what you think you're going to owe. So, yeah, but I gotta, basically, I just need to do that.
Workers waiting for their bus.
Waiting for tech bus.
Their tech workers. You could probably make a situational comedy at this point that's just tech workers waiting for their bus, not talking to each other.
Yeah.
Like, just sitting on their phones. Hey, this is a neat version.
Remastered.
Hmm.
weather's just been so weirdly erratic.
Yeah. It's nice today.
Yeah. It was hailing at some point yesterday.
I heard. One problem I have with the rain when it's that long is I can't take my dogs out.
Yeah.
And they're fucking nuts right now. They're just goddamn...
How's the two dog stuff going?
Stressing my wife out.
Yeah.
Because the new dog, you know, is a puppy. And she, you know, nips at you and loses teeth and, you know.
Yeah.
Tries and gets in your face and does all the thing that puppies do. And sometimes, you know, and we've got the other dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the other dog's like chilled out now. As far as Dean, you know, Dean.
Right, right.
Feels pretty chill. So I think, you know, it's kind of like, oh, this dog's nuts. You know, it's a fucking nuts dog. It's like, nah, you know, Dean was the same way. It's just fucking young. The bad thing is she's already probably his size.
Mm-hmm.
And her paws are just much bigger. So I'm curious how big she's going to get.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I like dogs. I don't think I ever thought I'd have two dogs.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
When you're a kid and stuff, you got a dog, and then when you grow up, you're like, oh, I'd love to have a dog. Like, I lived in apartments the last 10 years.
Right.
It's like, I really want a dog. And then I got one, and I never would have thought I would have got another one. But yeah, the kid's now one, so... She's just now starting to walk around and stuff.
Yeah.
It can be a fun combo.
Sounds like a handful.
Well, at least I'm not starting a business or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Right.
I have not heard of this song
in
forever. Fastball.
Fastball. Did you once say you had seen Fastball live?
No.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, let's sing like a mile away from the microphone.
Yeah, okay. That's a cool sound. Let's start a band.
Yeah. Think they're still around?
Yes.
Playing county fairs.
Yeah, sure. You know, recording new material and putting it out kind of just about on their own. That's my guess. With like, I don't know, Marcy Playground or something. Does that fit? Is it the same era?
Yeah.
Seems like it would be.
Yeah. Maybe some Eve 6.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I've seen all these giant goddamn private buses around.
Yeah.
I kind of want to look into who makes them and just invest in them. Because they gotta be making a fucking shit ton. Like, I bet they can't fill demand.
Motor Coach Industries, there you go.
I always think it's funny. I mean, there's so many. We've passed four of them.
Yep.
Like this.
Genentech bus.
Yeah, the Genentech ones, they're the only ones that are dumb enough to actually put, like, branding on them.
No, EA does too.
Really? Oh, that's right. They used it as like a fucking billboard.
Yeah, theirs is like, work here, jobs.ea.com.
That's terrible.
Yep.
Because you know, like, they're already, like, have such a bad stigma to them. Like, that's just what you want to do is, like, jump into a big branded bus.
Yeah. They fucking fucked up yesterday. Like, they have a Twitter account for the Frostbite engine, I guess.
Okay.
And their April Fool's jokes were just like, yeah, we're... For Frostbite engine now runs on the Wii U because it's the most powerful platform out there. Also, Half-Life, so now Wii U exclusive. Just like a bunch of, like, Wii U burns in a row.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you assholes doing?
Well, that's always just, like, there's a certain person being paid very poorly
right.
to run the Frostbite engine Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, it is not somebody, guy probably doesn't have, like, a full-time job.
But he has a no-time job now.
Yeah.
Peter Moore had come out and apologize.
Look at this dapper gentleman. Also, look at this fucking driver. So that's what Dean is supposed to be. These things.
A fucking monster.
Yeah.
Dog is huge.
That is a...
it's like an
Irish wolfhound. Or something. Oh, yeah. Look how fucking big it is.
Yeah.
I love that it's just popping out of that window, too. It's like as big as the goddamn truck. I wish the Smashing Pumpkins had stayed gold forever.
Yep.
Because I loved the Smashing Pumpkins. And I wish that fucking Swan shit had never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that they'd never gotten together... back together and made, like, kind of crappy, weird poetry books and all that kind of shit. Look how big that fucking dog is. It's as big as this mini next to it.
Right. Fuck. Like, it almost doesn't even read as a dog because it is so kind of shaggy and the ears are, you know, it's just hair, like the way the hair is falling on that wet-ass dog.
Yeah, it's just, it looks like a monster.
Like, oh, God, what is that?
I tried to take a picture, guys, but we drove away too quickly.
Yeah.
Also, my phone is terrible at taking pictures. Are you still using Snapchat? Didn't you use, like, Snapchat or something?
I sign up for it, and I don't know. Like, people just send me junk. But I don't... I really look at it.
It's like your own personal consumption junction. People are just sending you junk. Definitely one of my favorite videos of the era, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good video.
Kind of perfectly summed up being a troublesome teenager.
Yeah.
No guilt behind it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's very much a, this is how it is. Ah!
Yeah.
We're recording wrestling tonight. Shouldn't be too late or anything.
Okay. That's good, because I'm in hustle time now anyway, and I need to get some shit done.
Alright. WrestleMania is this weekend.
Pathfinder is this weekend. When's WrestleMania? Sunday?
Yep.
What's it gonna be like? I mean, PST, so it'll probably be start at like 3?
4, somewhere around there, yeah.
Are you having a party?
If you wanna come by, yeah, maybe. I don't know, like it could all go bad because it's the first huge test for their streaming service. So, could be one of those situations where you get everybody over there and then it doesn't work and you're like, gotta figure out how to, like, what I would use to make it work in the living room. I guess I could move the PS4 out there. Oh, you know, I have a PlayStation 3 out there. I think there's a PS3 version of that app, too.
There is.
Yeah. There was some weird, like, because they're on so many different devices and have to go through so many different, like, cert procedures and stuff to get it out there. Like, they're in this weird spot where
the apps are a little different.
And, yeah, like, search works differently across them. And they have problems where sometimes shows will disappear from the catalog that they have, but if you search for something, it'll turn up.
And that sounds like Netflix two years ago.
Yeah.
So,
well, that only really affects their on-demand stuff, like the live feed stuff they've been doing. Seems like it's been solid for a while. But you can tell that they are aware that that they built this week and a lot of the lead up to it to have a lot of live shows to kind of test infrastructure. Like this week, they're doing live stuff every day. Just about every day.
Sounds like giant bomb chat.
It totally does.
Hey, is there anything you guys could do right now? We need to test it.
I guess.
All right,
see you tonight. Chat. Someone is sitting in the passenger seat and is very angry they're not wearing a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. who decided that this Aerosmith version of Come Together was a thing to be played on the radio in 2014. It came out of nowhere, and now it's now like the second time I've heard it, and why would you do that? Traffic laws are we gonna break? That's the question. Alright, that guy swerving in front of me, that's pretty good. Oh, there is a truck, and it has taken up both lanes, and that is really screwing some things up for me right here, but, oh, no, yep. Okay. We straight. But am I going to take it to the limit when it comes to this one-way alley? That's the real question. I think I am. Yeah. Living like a rebel. Breaking the law. All right. I gotta go. See you guys later.